Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Tiak and Angie are splitting up.
You know. I don't honestly think that I could even picture them sharing the separate beds. You know, I guess you're not sharing them. Yeah. Having the separate beds.
No way. I mean, we could have separate beds, but I'm not sleeping in the other one.
You spend a lot of time trying to picture Tiak and
it just happens.
It just happens.
Thank you.
What does that mean? Explain what that means. It just happens. Just sometimes you're alone.
Or do you ever feel like you don't have control of your thoughts and just like things pop up and you're like, oh, I remember my dog Casey from when I was like four. Oh, there's a hack there. Like, no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get it.
I said this dumb thing 13 years ago that I'm never going to forget.
What's so bad about thinking about that? There's worse ways to spend an afternoon.
I call what you're saying when it's the dumb thing, my steering wheel screams. Because you're just driving. Yeah. And, like, it is weird. Just a little hits you in the back of the head. And you're like, oh, God.
Why'd I do that?
Yeah. But it's never Tekken AHAC.
Maybe it's because, like, I don't know. We have been talking about how wonderful their marriage is. And it's like, that's cute. That's cool.
So you picture them just...
just like frolicking with their kids.
Yeah, that's pretty
accurate.
I do
also think about AHAC a lot, though, because she's gotten into floral arranging. And that's something I want to do. So she'll post photos of, like, bouquets of flowers, like, separate. And then after, them all together. And it's beautiful. I want to try it.
Thank you. You see, Slacker, Aaron takes an interest in my personal life.
I do.
And it feels nice, honestly.
I picture you more.
You're next.
I only want to know your innie. Like, I don't. Your Audi concerns me zero. I don't care what your Audi does at all. So there's a new trend happening. It's called LAT, living apart together, where you stay committed, but you have separate spaces for more independence. Now, you guys take this to mean separate houses, or does this mean separate areas? And now some people can afford, I don't know, who can afford?
Well, because I originally was thinking separate houses, but then I got thinking about, like, what if it's a two-bedroom apartment and you'd have separate, but then you
would
still...
Would you do that?
No, I don't think so.
Like, what is the point in being in a relationship if you can't, like...
I do think it's very, very important to have your own space, for sure. But I don't want, like, a separate bedroom.
When do you want that space?
When I need, like, a minute.
Then just go to the living room, and I won't come in there.
But no, I don't know if that's enough. I don't know.
How? Like, what do you need, a wall? Then go to the bedroom, I won't come in there. Like, I'm trying to figure out...
like, and that would be fine.
But
my wife has a couple places. Like, she just keeps getting more and more.
Well, places. The kitchen, because you don't know what to do in there.
But she has her office. She has her bathroom.
Her bathroom? She has a bathroom.
The downstairs one?
Yeah, that's like...
That's hers?
Well, it's not mine.
Are you allowed to pee in it?
Yeah.
If she's not home. Yeah.
You have to get like a signed
note.
It's
so funny, though, because I'm not joking. You go down there, and it's like, there's a lot of feminine energy here. Like, T-Hack is not...
I like that for her, though. Like, she works hard. She deserves it. If I need a personal space, I just do like a lap around the house.
On the outside. The house?
No, just outside. She kind of, it's like a dog. She puts me outside.
Oh, so.
I have a little house with the, I lay on it like Snoopy.
You don't decide you need space. She decides. She's like, I think you need space. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. You want a treat?
So do you think this is healthy?
Then? Oh, poor dogs that are listening right now. Oh,
sorry.
Oh my God. That is such, I've told you this, but my friend Ben comes over and says, do you want to go for a walk? To my dogs. And then he leaves.
Oh no.
This is like us when we go, hey Siri, remind me to what listen to the Slacker show tomorrow.
I've had it. I remember a friend that I went to high school and stuff with. His parents had separate bedrooms.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on.
Karma.
Sorry. Hold on. Keep going. I'm just going to stop Siri over here.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Parents had separate bedrooms. So one house, but two different ones. But I remember the dad said it was because he snored so bad. So okay. That makes sense. Like, yeah. We both need to just actually sleep. So we have separate beds. I can close the door. You can sleep. But they also had the rooms kind of decorated different. Like, her room, his was decorated kind of like a teenage boy's. He had, like, a guitar in there and a poster on the wall. And so that was a little, I don't know. It's like, do you like, it's fine to have your own space, but is this, like, too immature?
Yeah.
For, like, a grown man with the kids in high school to be like.
But then
they're like, stay out of my room.
So the people I've known who do this, and I don't know if we've talked about this, then which room do you boink in?
I think both.
From what I remember in their relationship, she would only come to his room to boink.
Oh, really? The one with all the Limp Bizkit posters on the wall and
but
stuff?
But it was more about who's...
They're breaking stuff.
Well, no, who's sleeping in the...
That's why you just do both.
No, but I think she was just like, I love this arrangement.
Oh, I see.
Like, she goes in there, they destroy the bed. And because the guys, we don't care. I'll sleep in a swamp. Yeah. Not literally, but you know what I'm saying.
The sheets haven't been washed anyways, so.
Yes.
I would not like it. I wouldn't want to do it at all. I like the single space.
If you want to do it on a grander scale, you could keep your house, and then AHAC could move up to the new Winter Park home you guys just won.
Oh. Ooh.
I'm guessing that they don't love the transition I just made.
I feel the calls being
but
made
the
right
Mighty
now.
Mighty Millions raffle, the deadline is tonight to be in on the early bird prize, so I had to do this. Like, if you want to live apart together, you stay in Winter Park or she stays down or vice versa, but you got to buy your tickets by midnight tonight to be involved in the early bird prize, which is an Audi 2025 SQ7.
Wow.
By the way, I want everyone to note, I don't have any like copy in front of me. I'm making this up as I go.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the Audi would be nice. You could go back and forth, house to house.
Audi SQ7 plus a 9-night trip to Switzerland. So it's an Audi in Switzerland.
9 nights.
God,
I knew it. I knew it.
The fact. Or you can choose $123,000 in cash. I don't have a copy in front of me, everyone.
Either way, that's a great deal. But you got to get them tonight to be eligible for that.
You
got to
get them tonight by
that.
Midnight. And then you'll also be, obviously, if you want to live apart together, you can win the $2.4 million grand prize show home in Winter Park.
Beautiful.
Dual primary bedrooms.
There you go. All
dual
by yourself.
Living rooms.
Yeah.
Four bedrooms, attached garage.
I could get my own space.
And over 760. I'm just going to keep plowing through.
Okay.
$760,000 in bonus cash to help cover the taxes. So buy your tickets. Somebody's got to pull up the copy, though.
MightyMillionsRaffle.com.
Yeah, but what's the phone number?
Even MightyMillionsRaffle.com.
Yeah, just you're not going to buy it on the phone because you've got only got till midnight. MightyMillionsRaffle.com.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.